We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. I've got two fun guests. You may have seen them on YouTube or maybe listen to their podcast, Unbearable. I got Big Dipper and Meatball.
We are in a club.
We are. I love that.
Oh, what a dream. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. Are the two of you single?
Yes.
This is going to become the like a book leading. Club meeting where we actually just get together all the time and we're like single.
Oh, I'm also so single.
I heard. I think America has
most people know this now.
I'm so single that like my last relationship was like 3 years ago, and I will often be like, well, my ex-boyfriend blah blah blah, and I feel like that's cool for like 6 months.
Yes,
but like I still am like telling stories about that time I was in a relationship and I was like, ooh, single.
I don't think I've ever been in a real relationship. I was in one for like 4 years, but it's the same situation. It was like 4 years ago, so it doesn't even count now.
I also have never been in a real relationship where the man was like, this is my girlfriend and I love her. I've been like, I hooked up with this one guy on and off for years, and I'd be like, one day he'll love me. And then he was like, no, I'm crazy. So...
Now, did he whisper that or say that at full voice?
Out loud.
He would run red lights and do strange things. Like, he would be at full stop.
But he had a great
lights.
Dick.
Oh, his dick was incredible.
See, people don't get that. That everyone's like, but they're so nuts. And it's like, why? It's like, the dick.
Yes, you get dickmatized. You look at it and you're just like, oh, I can't wait till it's inside me, in my puss, in my mouth. I can't wait. I love it. So are you guys on Tinder or Bumble or Scruff or Grindr or OkCupid or eHarmony?
I'm on Scruff, and I'm on an app for bears called Growler.
Oh, yes. I forgot about Growler.
Growler
I'm embarrassed.
Exists. It's okay.
Oh, I can't believe I missed Growler.
I mean, how could you?
Are you not on Hornet?
I am on Hornet, but my photo on Hornet is, because I work for Hornet, my photo is me in full drag. So the people that hit me up on that have a very specific type.
Oh, is it like...
They want a drag queen with a penis.
Ooh, this is fun.
Yes,
I've never gotten to talk about this before.
Oh, let's get into it, Mama. It is weird. Yes. I hooked up one time in a full baby outfit in a dark alley behind a club. And but dark, I mean, it was well lit because my friends were walking by.
It was
by,
in WeHo, so it was the in alleys WeHo
and
like...
all the alleys are well lit. And my friends walked by and like saw it happen. But that guy had a very specific fetish, which was people who are men that dress like women that dress like babies.
Wow!
So that's a fun one.
So that man has an option of three people. Yes. That's crazy.
And I just want to like get into the logistics of this. Like Meatball is dressed in drag, which means he has like foam pads.
Yes.
Under multiple layers of tights.
Tucked.
Six pairs of tights. I was fully tucked.
The baby outfit was a diaper with a shit stain on the back.
It has a rhinestone shit stain on the back. And the front of it has green baby vomit all over it.
So,
and I had like glitter vomit on my face.
Yes.
So it was a very specific.
In order for this man to get to what he was looking for,
he had to
AKA
the
cookies. The
cookies.
Oh my God.
He had to dig her out of my diaper. And I was a naughty little baby.
So he dug around, untucked you.
He untucked me and like just, oh, can I talk? Okay.
Yes, let's get into it.
The pure smell of someone who's been wearing six layers of dance tights and dancing around in a sweaty club all night. It like it wafted up and I smelled it and I was like, oh, well, he does not mind that at all.
No, he likes
that. And he began to blow me in his vehicle.
Did you talk to him in baby talk?
No. I very much was, like, very adult about it,
because
when he pulled up and he was like, hey, and I was like, hi.
Wait, he pulled up? He, like, rolled up on you in the alley?
I'm so sorry. I need to start over. I was leaving the club.
So you didn't meet on an app. You were leaving the club. This man rolls by.
Oh, no, we met on an app.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You're mad at telling
stories.
I'm so mad at telling
stories.
Girl,
I'm so confused.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So I told him that I was going to be filming for Hornet that night at the thing if he wanted to come meet me.
On the app, you told him. Great. And then, okay.
And then he came to the club. And then I was leaving, I didn't see him or he didn't know that I was leaving.
Girl, he went and got the car because he was trying to scoop you and take you to daycare.
I didn't even think
of it. Daycare! I gotta take her to daycare!
And he picked up his little baby.
Stop.
And then he blew his little baby.
Too much.
Is that too far?
This is why Congress wants to shut the internet down, because of you saying things like
me and
you're
my
literally
poopy
confirming
diaper.
What Republicans think gay people
I
do.
Know,
they
really
fuck babies.
Oh my God.
I fucking love that.
Have you ever hooked up all dressed up? Because you get glammed up.
All the time. I do not fuck out of character. wig on tight, extra bobby pins. Full makeup. I can't. I have bad. You guys have seen me twice now without makeup on, because I feel close to you. No, it's because I woke up very late.
Same.
But yeah, there's just something about someone seeing me makeupless and then being like, I can't fuck that, even though I know fully well that a straight man would be like, I don't care, she's here.
Right.
She's a receptacle. I'll come right in her. I don't care.
I wish someone was talking about me like that.
You clutched your pearls, but you just said you were dressed as a baby, so
meanwhile,
I'm touching you and
blew
you.
For me, it's different because that wasn't me. That was Meatball. That's a different person.
Oh,
that's
fair.
That's a character.
Fair, yeah.
That
I mean,
character did that. That was all a story.
Okay, that's how you sleep at night.
On my leg.
I love it. The life of a drag. I mean,
drag queen detritus.
Our lives are very similar. I take off my bra constantly and glitter falls out. I've been very into glitter lately.
Do you think, though, that it would be like really freeing for you to have sex without makeup on?
I think I'd have to be with someone
for a while.
Because I will put makeup. So if I go all day, I'm like at the gym running errands, don't put makeup on, and then have like a little booty call, I will put makeup on.
Just for
I
the
will
booty
put
call.
A wig on, yes. Yeah, it's, I don't know why I do it. I just can't. Although my wig did come off once during sex.
I was just going to ask you that.
Because
you like white boys,
you
so I bet they touch your hair accidentally.
They love to touch. Twice now. Okay. Yeah. So once this guy, I won't say his name, we were having sex and he was like hitting him from behind. And then I like felt his hand in my hair before. Ooh. I was like, no. He like pulled it. And I was like, my hair. And he goes, Nicole, you were not your hair, because we were friends. And I was like, this is not the time to have like a moment with me while you're inside of me. Okay.
But also, regardless of if it's a wig or not,
yes,
ask before you pull hair.
Yes.
Oh, do you have to ask?
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
I think so too.
Okay.
Though I will say, like, I like getting slapped in the face.
Mm.
I feel like that you need to ask about.
But
yes.
I'll like lean into it, because it's really hard to like be naked with someone and be like, so
don't start it like that.
At a certain moment, when you're feeling like it's right,
just
smack
me.
The shit out. So like I'll lean in and I'll be like, because I do a lot of, to talk about the apps, like, mm-hmm. The thing, I listen to your podcast all the time, and I hear this, like, constant, you have all this conversation with, like, straight people who are mm-hmm. using these apps to dates, and it's so much, like, we chat, and then, like, if the chat is something, then maybe we meet in person, and then it's who pays, and what happens, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 mm-hmm. and it's, like, on the gay apps, yeah, there are people dating, but mostly it's, like, what are you looking to do sexually,
yes.
and then link up, and I think you talked with Mateo about this yes. on the podcast, but, so, when I'm just right in for the kill, like, hey, do you want to get together, blah, 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 mm-hmm. I'll say things like, and don't be afraid to dominate me a little bit. And they'll be like, what does that mean? And I'm like,
okay.
I can like it rough to a certain degree. And okay. I sort of lean into that. And then, you know.
That's smart. To lay it all out.
To lay it all out.
Yeah.
But then there is like the thing that doesn't happen mm-hmm. when you're on these apps and you're over communicating about what you want is the excitement of spontaneity, the excitement of
yes.
daddy swooping you in the alley.
Yes.
And so, I don't want to explicitly say smack me in the face, mm-hmm. but I want to leave that door open so that if like he ends up grabbing my face and then I sort of lean into a little bit and then he like pats it a little mm-hmm. bit and I look at him like you can
yes,
go for it,
more.
Then I'll get the bruise,
yeah,
you know, which is what I'm
that
looking for.
Then someone being like, can I slap you? And me being like, yeah, sure. And then them like doing it.
It
like,
is
the
a
setup
very
is like very much just like, well, thanks for like taking me out of it
uh-huh.
for a minute and then just getting whacked.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because absolutely when you talk about it, it like the moment goes away
yeah.
a little bit, right?
Yeah. I asked a guy to choke me once and it was like a very strange conversation. I was like, you could choke me, and he was like, hard? And I was like, I mean, yeah, just like wrap them little fingies around my neck and just squeeze a little.
You're like, I do want to breathe, but other
yes.
than that.
And then I told him the next day, I was like, oh, you left a little bit of bruise. And then he was like, I'm so sorry.
He was like, police report?
I can't believe it. And I was like, oh, no. I literally asked for this.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's kind of hot that I can still feel the bruise from you. And then he never did it again.
Oh,
interesting.
No.
Yeah. But with another guy that I was hooking up with for a while, I like got a collar, and then we weren't in a relationship, but we had all these sex toys that we used, and it was thrilling. I like wearing a collar. Have either one of you ever worn a collar?
Yeah, all the time,
just for fashion.
Oh no,
I've worn it for sex.
I
when
love
it. When they pull it,
it
from
yes.
behind,
yes,
oh girl.
Okay,
yes.
just the collar or with a leash attachment?
No. With like just a little ring hook
so that
to
they
pull.
Can just
yeah, just like jerk you around
put
a little
a leash
bit.
On it. If they want
yes.
to, but I'm
I
not
think
that
I would
person.
Really like
no.
that.
Yeah, no, it's really good. You got to get
yes.
the. We'll take you to Rough Trade, but you got
to
get one of the thicker
yeah, we have
ones.
To go to the sex store.
We have to go to Rough Trade.
Leather store together, but you got to get the thick one so when they pull, it's like the whole
uh-huh,
neck, girl.
The whole neck.
Yeah,
yes.
I think the smaller one,
the little
it would
thin
be
ones,
like a choke.
Like cut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I got a little velvet one.
Wow.
Red velvet.
What other toys do you use?
We had anal beads. We had a little spanking thing. And then a little ball thingy that you put inside a lady. I guess it's anal beads, but for a
but
puss.
For a puss.
Puss beads.
Okay, puss beads. Put my puss beads in.
So when you're
honey, have you seen the puss beads? I'm trying to pack for life.
So when you're on an app, do you guys talk about sexual stuff or is it just like, I'd love to get coffee?
Most of the time,
like, I don't understand straight people. I'm sorry,
they're stupid. I don't understand them either, which is why I'm still single. Sometimes it's let's just get coffee. Sometimes it's a little more. I can give you two examples.
Yes.
Tony said, "Hi Nicole, my name is Tony. I'm a single Latino man looking to date you and get to know you. Let's start as friends and see what happens.
Wow,
want to exchange numbers and start talking, honey? Please send me your number, honey. You're a very beautiful and sexy woman, Tony." And then the next day, "Good morning, honey. I look forward to your message." And then another day.
That sounds like a bot.
Yeah.
Kind of. But he's like an older Hispanic man from Pasadena, which is like my demographic on dating apps.
Yeah.
Then he said, "Are you not interested at all, baby? Please just tell me. Please. I'm a great guy and will treat you as my queen. I'm very interested in dating you." So that's one
give
nice
him
way,
my number.
But like kind of desperate. Here's
and
another
you
one.
You never responded back.
No,
okay.
Because he was a little too old. What I've been doing lately, full disclosure, is swiping yes on everybody and just seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
Because that's what men do. And I was like, well, why not? And also, nothing has stuck. So this man, Michael, said, "Hi, Nicole, how are you? You're very attractive and beautiful. I adore exotic-looking African-American women, whoa, and you are no exception. You just have a beautiful body, so hot. Forgive me, but I would love to see you wearing a white medical doctor's coat with a stethoscope dangling down your chest and wearing long leather thigh-high boots. Would you be my naughty doctor?" I'm getting a call from my therapist. Would you be my naughty, my naughty
Sorry,
doctor?
Sorry, let me silence my therapist phone call so I can talk about a naughty doctor scenario on my podcast that is also therapy.
Oh, man. If that wasn't the most on-brand thing that's happened, I don't know what is.
Dead.
Okay, so then he says, "Would you be my naughty doctor, please? Please don't be offended. It was just a thought, LOL."
Maybe he thinks you got a PhD.
He knows I don't have no PhD. He was just like, "I'll throw out my sexual fantasy and see who bites."
See, I think it's one of those things where it's like, you have to know when, right?
Yes.
So if he was like, "Hey," and you were like, "Hey," mm-hmm, like I've also, again, listened to the podcast, and mm-hmm, you're like, mm-hmm, "I hate 'hey' as an opening
it
line."
It sucks.
To me, what? I'm a hey.
Really?
Because I'm it's based on, and I think the difference is it's based on a picture. Because mm-hmm, I'm looking at his picture and I'm going, "Hey," and if he says "hey" back, that means he's mildly interested.
Okay.
And then we can be like, are you looking for today or looking for, because mm-hmm, there's also the thing on the a lot of the gay apps is you literally say what you're looking for. It's like, mm-hmm, dating, friends, mm-hmm, husband, or oral, mm-hmm, anal. Like, you
see,
literally
like,
just say what you're looking
straight
for.
Straight people, I feel like straight people are like repressed in a way where they're like, I can't possibly just say I'm looking for like hooking up tonight and I just want to fuck. That's, and that is it. And I won't right? eat your pussy.
Well, on this app, there's literally an option called Shout where people just send out what they're looking for. So this is a shout that I got this morning, which is,
whoa!
"Hey guys, anyone looking for right now to host midday fun, make out, whoa, body contact, oral, see where things go. I love all types of men. Great kisser, love anal, big balls, very hairy, huge shooter." So like, if I wanted to take him up on that option, I'd be like, "Come on over," and it would just happen.
So essentially, on these apps, you can send like a newsletter, yeah, to be like,
to
I want
a 5 mile radius.
Just anybody, oh, 5 miles. You got a car, you're getting fucked, girl.
God, why don't straight people do this?
I don't understand. It
I
would
don't
make their
understand.
Lives so much
it
easier.
Really would, because sometimes, like today, I woke up and I was like, "I'm gonna shave my pussy and I'm gonna fuck somebody tonight."
Yeah.
But like, if I could send out an SOS, I would be like, "Please come to my home,
yes,
and fuck me."
And they fucking shut down Craigslist, so you can't,
yeah,
even.
You can't even
wait,
that,
they did?
The personal,
yeah,
I know they shut down Backpages, but I didn't know they shut down Craigslist.
Craigslist shut itself down,
oh,
because the personal are a big part of it, but
yes,
they do a ton of other, mm-hmm, stuff. And so in hope, like in fear that the entire website would get shut down, they shut down the,
oh,
personals based on that.
I guess that's smart.
But I, yeah, don't think a lot of people still use Craigslist.
I don't,
it's
think
like,
so either, but since
but
Backpages, oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And
she
actually
loves it.
Okay, so this is crazy. And this morning I just like followed up on like a Craigslist. I was in Boston for a thing. Mm-hmm. And I love Craigslist because before, if I'm traveling, this is, would be a hot tip for you.
Okay.
Because you go out of town to do shows.
Yes.
So, like, you know you're going to Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So, you're in LA. You go to the Omaha page. You write, "Looking to get my puss eaten in my hotel."
Yes!
I got
lights off.
Like I got a good
on.
Puss and a fat ass and, like, whatever. Uh-huh. You must send me pictures, do this. And someone is going to respond and you get to be in control. You land in Omaha, you go to your hotel, you say, "This is the room number," whatever. They come over, you get what you need, and then you fly back.
Oh my God, listeners, you cannot see, but my jaw is a gig.
As
that
mine
is
most nights off of Craigslist.
You're so gross.
So, anyway, I was in Boston. I ended up meeting this, mm-hmm, guy, and he came over to the hotel room, and then we started talking, and I like much older guys, so they immediately, mm-hmm, after we were done, he was like, "So what do? What's your life? Blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Great to see you."
Mm-hmm,
you know,
goodbye.
Like, you can make your way. But we ended up talking, and he, like, used to be this huge music director for television,
oh,
and he has, like, all of it, like, and we started talking about music stuff, and, uh-huh, I was saying, whatever, I had some question, and he ended up emailing me later, with like some links and some information to the Craigslist email, and I'd never responded because I got sort of freaked out. Mm-hmm. And then this morning I struck up an email conversation with him under my real email, like with that has like all my links to my music and everything. Mm-hmm. And like now we're like having this conversation about music and like resources and
what
it's a very
you
like
fall in love.
Yeah. Yeah. To quote Cardi B, a Binderella situation. Oh,
I can't stop listening to that album.
It's so good.
It is so good. Every song's a banger. And then I was reading this article about how she had like help with some of the raps and help with writing it. And I was like, so what?
Of course.
So what?
Do you ever look at writing credits on a Beyonce album?
Right? It's so many people involved.
There's like 18 artists. If you do look at, this is just maybe too music geeky for this moment, but if you do like look at the writing credits, it's mostly just her and a producer. Mm-hmm. And I have a theory that Atlantic paid really good money for all the ghostwriters to not be credited
in like, order to give her. Everybody's pockets are lined. Who cares?
Completely. Yeah. And the album is so good.
It's so good. I would rather her come out with a good album with 1,000 people helping than her come out with like a flop because she was like, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And also it's like, I love that you knew you couldn't do it yourself.
Right.
I think people like to jump on bandwagons and be like, whatever, she's not talented. I'm like, she is talented and she's learning how to be better.
Because guess what? Yeah. She just performed those songs flawlessly on national television.
Yes, that SNL performance was, she murdered.
And she just co-hosted the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah, that was
insane. Like, she's nailing everything so you can't say anything about her.
It's like being in a movie. Like, you didn't write those words, but you're performing the hell out of it. So like, and then there's editors and people edit you to look better. Ugh, whatever. I fucking love Cardi B.
I love her.
Get her on the show.
Oh yeah, my
friend of the show,
you
Cardi
know what?
B.
She would do it too.
I should.
You could ask her about dating Offset.
Send her a message.
Hi, Cardi B.
She's like, whoosh poppin'.
Whoosh poppin'.
I love the way she speaks.
Me too.
I was talking to somebody and they're like, well, you know, all girls in the Bronx talk like that. I was like, no. She has a speech impediment and an accent, and she's from New York. It's a whole mess of things.
Well, and she fixed her teeth later in life, and
so
I feel
that
like
was
that.
Yes.
It's just a lot of things
like she had,
happening.
Like, dentures in for a little while, but now she's good.
Yeah, and she and then maybe her tongue's too big for her mouth.
I think her tongue is
very
big.
You know,
it's also fun to see her on TV because it's clear she knows. Like they burned into her brain, like you cannot cuss.
Mm-hmm.
Like you will be fined money if you swear. So Jimmy Fallon's like, right, Cardi, and she like. Pauses, sort of deer in headlights, and then she's like, yes. You know what I mean? She's like, okay, this is not my Instagram live. Like, I cannot.
Can't talk about sucking dick.
That is. Yes. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
RIP
Craigslist.
We have
to take a break.
Oh.
So we can take a break real quick. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that Everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back! What a beautiful break! We had so much fun.
Meatball got in full drag.
Oh, he did? Oh, my God. Girl,
that was such a long break. Look at me. Thank you.
Oh, but Craigslist. So I had a friend who used Craigslist to, I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but she would go on Craigslist towards the end of the month and then meet a bunch of daddies, go to dinner with them. She said all she was doing was going to dinner, but she would come home with so much money.
Yes.
That I was like, impossible. You must be doing something.
I feel like the amount of dudes that I've met on Craigslist, I could have gotten my rent paid.
You
and
could
I just
have.
Like never, like I just did it because I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I probably could have been like, well, it's 50 if I suck you. And they would just.
Yes. You can also charge more than 50.
I know. I'm
when
very
I was
talented.
In New York, I once a month would suck a guy's dick. Oh, he would take me. Oh, we met on Craigslist. I'm going to take
Thank
it to the beginning. I
was like,
Here we go. I was a young college student and I didn't have a lot of money. And we met on Craigslist and I was like, looking for money, and he was like, oh yeah, well, I'll take you out to dinner, and then if you blow me or if we have sex, I'll give you $250. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And so we like went out to dinner, and I was so uncomfortable because it's the first time I've ever done mm-hmm. that, and I was like 18. I was very young, and I just needed money, and I went out to dinner with him, and I was like, I'm sorry. This was a lovely dinner, but I cannot have sex with you. And he was like, no, it's fine. Just come back to my place and we'll just like watch a movie and have some drinks. And I was like, well, alcohol is expensive. So I went over to his place and he got me pretty tipsy. And then I had sex with him and he gave me $500.
Yes, girl! Yes!
But it was that weird situation where after it was done, I didn't know how to... like leave, because mm-hmm. I was like, well, he gave me money. Do I live here now?
Take the money and run. Take the money.
Do we talk? Mm-mm. And I kept trying to talk, and it was that thing where I was like, well, thank you. I had so much fun. Like, maybe we could do it again. And he was very much just like, get goodbye. Out.
Yeah, he was like,
my house, you child.
How many just times paid did you do it?
I did that with him 3 times.
Mm, that's girl, so much money. I know. I did it twice. I don't think I've ever said this in public, but who cares? So I was poor. And I was working at Lane Bryant, and I ended up leaving. And my roommate, who would go on Craigslist, I was like, I can do that too.
Yep.
So I found this man, and he said that he wanted to draw a bigger woman. It was this like random thing that I found.
Like one of his French girls.
Yes. Like a big old fucking French girl who can't put a baguette down. So... So I message him, and I was like, I'm a big girl. And he's like, send me some pictures. So I sent him some pictures, and he said, ooh, this is perfect. And then he said, come down to my apartment. It's in the Village. And I said, all right. So I go down. Oh, and then he was like, what are you going to wear? And I said, what do you want me to wear? He's like, I don't know. Do you have anything fun? I was like, I could wear like a Hello Kitty sweater and some Converses. And he was like, yes, yes.
What?
Serving a fucking full-blown child
fantasy.
You're
almost a baby.
Mm-hmm. So I go down there, and I'm, like, a little so nervous because I'm like, what is happening? And then to ease my discomfort, he goes, what kind of music do you like? And I said, Cher, because I'm a little baby drag queen.
I hate
and so we're playing Cher, and then he shows me this Herb Ritz. I don't know. He shot that picture of Cher where her butt is out, and you see her tattoo, and she's wearing a thong. Whatever. It's a big, expensive coffee table book. And he's like, you can have this. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then he's like, all right, well, let's get to drawing. So then I, like, take off my pants, and I'm wearing this little hoodie, and he's drawing me. Also, I never saw the drawing. It could have been a stick figure.
It was just stick figure. He was back there doing it all.
Had no idea. And then he, like, kept inching closer to me, and I was like, what is happening?
What was he wearing?
He was just wearing normal clothes.
Okay.
And he was like an older white guy.
Yeah.
And his apartment was really nice and very clean, so I felt okay in it. And I was also just like sitting on a chair, pussy on the chair. And then he was like, can you just like spread your legs? And I was like, okay. And then he's like, can I eat you out? And I was like, yeah, I guess. So then he's like eating me out. And then I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So then he was like, okay, my turn. I was like, I don't want your dick in my mouth. I have to go. And then he was like, stop screaming. And I was like, but I have to go. Because I just like, I was 18 and I just didn't want this old man's dick in my mouth.
Sure.
Yep,
the
yep.
thought of it, I don't know, really made me upset. So then he was like, well, let me pay you. And I was like, thank you. And then he was like, I'll email you the picture later. And I said, oh, okay. He never emailed me the picture. And then I saw him like 2 years later.
Stop. No.
At a food truck in like on 23rd Street. And we made eye contact and I went, no. And then he laughed. And then I ran away.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It was wild. And it was one of those things where I was just like, this is very confusing. No. And he just went, ha.
Do straight people do the same thing that gays do when they'll talk on apps forever? And
yes.
If you see them in public, you just act like you've never met them before.
Yes, absolutely.
You just like blindly ignore them.
I've had such long conversations with people mm-hmm. like spanning years. Like I can.
Yeah, you can talk.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I just mean like someone I started chatting with in 2015. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you just like, this literally happened to me the other day. I was DJing and this guy who I had like talked to so long, but he lives in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was just one of those things where it's like, Long Beach is not that far away, but if you work a 9 to 5
mm-hmm.
and you have to be up for work at 7 a.m. and my life is like so different than
mm-hmm.
that, I'm like, there's no good time. Like, you want me to to drive to Long Beach at rush hour. It's just not going to happen.
Yep.
But we like exchange photos. Mm-hmm. Everything else seems like it would totally work out aside from schedule and proximity. And then I saw him in person and he kept looking at me and I looked at him like, hello, it was me. But I was DJing, so I could not leave the DJ booth. And then he never came and talked to me all night.
Aww, that's wild.
That isn't it?
But yeah, straight people do the same thing.
Oh my God.
I've seen people on dating apps and I've seen them clock me and then ignore me. And I'm like, guys, we know what we were doing. Come on. Yeah.
So do you think when people like message you on the dating apps that they know who you are from television?
It is 50-50, but also I don't know, because sometimes people will go, are you Nicole Byer? I think you're very funny, and I don't answer.
Right.
Or we'll start talking, and then a couple messages in, they'll go, I know who you are, and then we'll stop talking. It's weird.
I think it's weird across the board, even if they recognize you. I got a message literally last night from some mm-hmm. guy that's like, hey, we have a friend in common, and this is someone I know from 5 years ago, six uh-huh. years ago from living in Chicago. We have a friend in common. I've seen you out once before, and I've seen like your music online. I wanted to say hi. And I'm like, this is not the arena yes. for that.
Yes. Regardless, see?
No, but
no.
it's not.
Because Facebook
half the time,
is,
yeah,
like,
Facebook is, or Instagram, or whatever. Because half the time, they're not looking to date you or fuck you.
Totally.
They just want to say, hi, I know who you are, and I just want you to know that I know. And it's like, I don't fucking care.
Correct. I think I'm lucky that I like have makeup. So like they can't really, half the time they don't recognize me on there because my name on there isn't Meatball or anything.
Yeah, but it's if like, you do like RuPaul's Drag Race or something like that, or get to like another level and people know what you look like out of drag
yeah.
that is going to happen.
That's only
so
happened
much.
When I'm like visiting out, like when I'm out of town and people know that I'm in town for something, they'll send me the, that like, coming to the show tonight, so excited mm-hmm. to see you. And I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, and are they going to come back to the hotel with me after the gig? And am I going to have to wear the makeup to fuck them?
I told
or are we
going to
do this without it?
On our podcast, me and Meatball, but I was out of town and some guy hit me up and started messaging me. No, actually, full stop. Before I left town,
mm-hmm.
I went on one of those gay massage websites.
Oh.
Because I had just moved apartments.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if there's a cute guy who will massage me.
Oh.
But
massage
with his,
and quotes.
With
yes.
his dick out.
Yes.
And so I set it up and I found the one who was like the bearish, older daddy mm-hmm. type. And we started texting it beforehand. And he was like, yes, I do them out of my house. I was like, I'm going to be in town. This is the hotel I'm staying mm-hmm. at, blah, blah, blah. So we set it up. I went over to his place. He started massaging me. And then we ended up hooking up. And then I fucked him. And then when we were done fucking, he said, me and my husband are so excited for your concert tonight.
Oh, no!
And what is insane? And I was like, excuse me. He's like, I've been a fan of yours for years. He was like, I actually am a producer and I work with other music artists. He goes, I also produce porn on the side.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, I did, when I walked into your apartment where you had a massage table in the middle of the living room, I did
recognize
notice
it from a video?
No, I noticed like soft boxes, like porno lights. Like for like, because he shoots porn
yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
the kitchen and the living
oh
room
my
of his house.
God.
And I was like,
that's
I didn't
unsanitary.
Say anything,
Love
but
it.
I just sort of like, no. And it was this whole thing. And then I got mad at him.
I would have gotten mad too.
And I said,
that's a
I
misdirect.
Feel like
you
duped
you misled-
me.
Yes, you were misled.
I know that I initially reached out
uh-huh.
to you, but I reached out to you as a gay massage mm-hmm. website.
What was he supposed
client.
To say? I know who you are. I will not massage you because
no.
But if you're gonna meet up with someone, it's nice to let that person know you do know who they are
oh.
at some point.
Even
so
if
I
we were doing
the
massage, he could say,
yes.
"Hey, I'm excited to massage you. Also, I want to let you know." He could have even lied and said, mm-hmm. "I saw the poster at the club.
Yes,
is this you? We're coming to the show.
Yes." Because after everything
saying.
Is all
I, yeah,
said and done,
I guess
done,
it just doesn't bother me.
Well, you
as much.
Feel like you're like they're withholding information.
Yes,
and that makes me feel personally like a little nervous because I'm like, well, what else are you withholding? Like,
scammed, bamboozled,
yes,
bewildered,
yes,
all of
yes,
the above.
Scandalized.
Just a bunch of shenanigans happening over there.
Buffoonery.
Buffoonery. What's the one that Melissa or Alyssa always says?
She says bamboozlement.
Kafoofery or
kafoofery?
Something like that.
Fake words.
I like a kafoofery.
I like
yeah,
a good kafoofery.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That feels... It
feels
icky. Like, yeah, it does feel. You're like, oh.
I haven't experienced it yet, but it does. I'm kind
you
of
will.
Getting the vibe of it.
You
well,
will.
You very publicly, like, don't mind
fucking my fans. Yeah, no, I fully say that I will do it. I'm like, if I'm in your city and you would like to fuck, let me know.
Yeah, he uses his social media for sex.
I love it. I feel like it's not acceptable, but like I don't think anyone would take my offer up on it.
No, 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 no.
No, you can't do that.
I think people would think it was a bit. But I think people think it was a bit.
Yeah, maybe, but also I've talked about it before, there's no male chuckle fuckers. I have never had
chuckle
a show.
Fuckers.
Yeah, so there's female chuckle fuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Women who love comedy dudes who will fuck literally a dumpster because it's funny.
Okay.
Like just an ugly man who tells jokes. You're like, I love him.
And the standard for what's funny on a dumpster man is
so
low.
Different.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
For example, TJ Miller has been real wild lately, and his wife is fucking beautiful. Like, she is gorgeous, and you're like, really?
And he leans into whatever his aesthetic is, because it's like, oh, it's funny, you're a slob with the smart mouth or whatever.
There's so many slobby, slobbish men with beautiful women.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see, like a nasty, fat little lady comic with a beautiful man. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe one day. Also, during my shows, sometimes I'll be like, who wants to fuck me?
Really?
I'll be like, who wants to volunteer as tribute? Yeah. And I'll hear like woos and blah, 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 whatever. But no one after a show has ever been like, so like, let's go out for a drink or whatever.
I feel like all the things that are set up as like hurdles for you can be like pivoted. Like, I'm already like getting all these like show ideas in my brain about like, we should do like a bachelor type show for
oh my
you.
God, for you that would be amazing.
That's real, because
I would love that
on a large scale platform. It's real. You're totally desirable. You're super sexy. You're very like there are plenty of dudes who would want to both fuck and date you. And I think that there is this intimidation and this wall factor with you being successful, and people tell you that all the time. But I think there is a certain guy who, just given the access,
the proper circumstances,
right?
Yes.
Or the access to you. You know what I mean? Like, some guy who might be great for you, you might not meet him because he's like working in a lab at, you know, UCLA.
I have a feeling that the perfect guy for me is not a fan of mine.
Yes.
That he will be.
But I think that's true across the board.
Presently surprised by what I do and be like, oh, wow.
And
I
he'll
find
like
her
it.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe a little too much for me at times, but I love it. maybe I'll try sending out a little SOS. Okay, I have a secret email account that I use for things.
Oh my God, yes.
But it's not really secret. It's called, it's just baconcansave@gmail.com. If you are a gentleman or know a gentleman who would fuck me or want to date me, give them that email, and they have to be in the LA area.
or if they're really interested, just say what city you're in, because we could line it up with your tour schedule.
Yes, I could. Imagine.
You could schedule it for the night you get there.
Imagine I was like, call my agent up and I said, I got a bunch of fucks lined up for Nebraska. Can you send me to Nebraska?
Yes.
He would honestly be like, this is on brand and I love this phone call.
Because this is the thing, you've been so open and honest on this podcast.
Oh, so open, so honest.
And so like public about it, that I honestly feel like there are people who are listening who are like, Nicole is the person that I want to be with.
I have yet, well, no, that's a lie. I've had people be like, I would date you, but... And then a lot of just like disclaimers. I have yet to find someone who is just like, I will date you. That is it. And I don't know what it is.
Well, so what's happening with the apps? You're not getting a lot of bites, and so you're not going on dates?
I mean, I'm getting bites, but I just don't.
What is your
like,
profile picture?
Oh, yes,
what is,
yes,
like, your,
yes, I should
let
do
me
that.
See the whole rundown of what's happening.
Okay.
Because this is what I'm good at, which is tricking people into liking me.
Okay, so that's my
Tinder
profile.
Oh, that's such
profile.
A cute picture.
Thank you. And it used to be me holding a giant dildo. That was the first picture.
That might have been a bunch.
But I've since changed it. I put some googly eyes over it so people know it's funny.
That's a big dildo, girl.
It's so
These
big.
Are amazing photos.
Thank you. Oh, describe them so people
Oh, sorry,
can...
sorry, sorry. So there's one of her just in a full cat suit. Crawling on a bookshelf, just giving you body, giving you life. Mm-hmm. I love it. Then we have one of her holding a dog in a yellow jacket, very cute, sunglasses.
That's your dog?
That's my little dog.
Then one of you on the beach. Yeah, these are great. You're not hiding any body parts. You're not doing anything. You're like, this is who I am.
I get so sad when I see a fat lady at a very high
And it's like the high thing.
And
they
I'm
need
like,
to stop.
Girl, he gonna be so mad or she gonna be so mad when she sees that you got eight chins.
Yeah. No, you look great in it. I don't understand. Thank you. Pictures are great. What kind of conversations are you having? When they hit you up with a hey, you don't like that.
I don't love a hey, but I do respond to hey's now.
Okay. If they
look like something, then I'm that's my whole theory. Yeah.
That's my whole theory.
But I have not been pulling attractive boys lately. Huh. With the dildo, I was like just pulling in some cute boys, some good trade.
Some hot trade, mama.
Since I moved it, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
know
you
that
need to be more forward. Maybe you need to be sending out the hays with the hoes and the sending them pictures.
Bumble.
Oh, what's the difference between Bumble and Tinder then?
So Tinder, anyone can start the messaging. On Bumble, the woman starts it.
Oh, okay.
So I just sent a message to this guy yesterday. What?
Sorry.
With a fat ass hat.
I'm a big old bitch with a fat ass hat. I like
it's
that
the
so
best
much
fucking part of it.
I changed it from, it used to say, I got a fat ass if you're not into it, bye-bye. But then someone was like, be less negative.
That's like negative, yeah.
So I was just like, hi. But on Bumble, this man, I messaged him yesterday, and he had a picture of a dog just like sitting on his face, like on the side of his face. It was a
and
very
big dog. And
you should
have said, I wish that dog was me.
Well, I said, I like that dog sitting on your face. Is that dog single? Very funny.
Yes.
Very funny.
Is that dog
nothing
single?
So
I would have responded, arf, arf.
Yes. And then,
ew, fuck you.
Ew, that was not good.
I like
arf,
it.
Arf, arf?
I would have laughed. I would have been
and
like,
and then something
real. Work from there.
Yeah, fuck
and
off.
Then I matched with this guy named Denny,
whoa,
who's
bitch
cute. So I messaged Denny and I said, he says in his profile, I've never traveled, which I think is a joke because everyone on these dating apps is like, I love traveling. And it's like, of course you do. Of course everyone loves to travel. So I said, I'm so sorry you've never traveled, but a lot of people on here love to travel, so all of it may work out. Very cute.
Yeah, that's very cute.
You. Nothing.
You're good at this.
I'm great at a first message.
You're so good.
But
great.
I don't know why. Truly, the only people I talk to on Bumble are women. And women, I like fucking women. I'm very open about sex with everybody. I'll fuck anybody. Yeah. But with women, it's just weird because women, I truly need to feel your vibe first. And a lot of women are annoying.
Yes, yes.
That's
they are
not nice to say, but they are. And you meet very few chill women. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to talk to them because I'm like, I don't want to meet you in person. Have you be like,
yeah.
You know?
That is a spot on impression
of exactly
a woman.
That is exactly what women sound like. She's
I
wearing
sound like
a
real
hat,
hack
the
male comic. You know you talk to a woman.
But you know what?
She's like, I'm not.
You know what that male comic would be? Knee deep in pussy yeah by the end of the night.
I know, right? Woman. Yeah, she'd be like, I do sound like that, and I want you.
What did you call it? A chuckle fucker?
A chuckle fucker. It's
no,
a woman.
We have clown fuckers.
Clown fuckers,
yeah.
I love it.
It's so good. I get, when I'm in other cities, the clown fuckers will, like, flock to me. And I now have a problem with fucking in drag. I do not like doing it at all.
Just
may
now?
Ask why?
Recently, it's
just
been
now
a thing. Well, because then I realized that it's not about me as a
it's
person.
A walking nightmare is what it is.
Fucking the beautiful, gorgeous, fat woman that I am. I'm using those words very loosely. Because they just want to fuck meatball and they don't give a fuck about like the person behind it. So when I'm like face first in a pillow and I like turn around and all you see is just like lipstick and black smeared across and their face is just like, that's like, you're like, oh,
they
this
shook
wasn't love? Oh. You know what I mean?
What is your
version of love?
No, profile say.
Oh.
Yeah, let me see your profiles.
I just looked mine up because I was like, oh, you have people on here critiquing your profile.
First
and
off,
I'm like,
my
what
name.
Is, what does theirs say?
Oh, I can't show you mine because my dick is on it. First off, my name
dick
is Ms. Vanjie.
Stop. That's your profile
yeah
name?
My profile name is Ms. Vanjie.
Stop.
I would so a bunch do that, of people, but nobody would get it.
Yeah, right. Straight people are the worst.
they I'm suck. No, they do. They really suck.
A regular person who likes drag queens performing.
Sorry, you
and
start
comedy
with a bold-faced line.
Hanging out, watching movies, going to bars, down to earth, funny guys, looking for hookups, oral, versatile, top, conversation, no strings attached.
Conversation!
HIV negative and on PrEP.
Yas, yas. Oh, is this on Grindr? Grindr was selling fucking HIV statuses.
Did you know that?
Oh, I heard about that.
Third party people. Yeah.
They were like, and oh, were no, that was like
isn't
under
that
the guise
nuts?
Of just regular sale of information.
That's so wild. And I didn't realize that all of these free apps run by selling third party information.
Yeah.
And it just finally dawned on me because I won't get a movie pass. I was like, something fishy about movie pass.
Oh, right.
And it's because they sell a lot of your information to third party people.
I was talking to my mom.
Fucking nuts.
On the phone, and she was like, have you been following the thing with Facebook? And I just said to her, I was like, girl, I know all these billion-dollar corporations, they're just evil and they sell everything. And her response, she just repeated Facebook four times. She went, Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Facebook. Like, I thought she was like, had just seen an article or like something, like she was going to say more. She just said Facebook.
I was like, Mom, are you having a stroke? Do you smell toast?
Mom, did you see that episode of RuPaul's Drag Race? Are you exiting a room just saying Facebook?
Facebook.
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 That's insane. What does yours say? Mine, also, I am a regular guy. Thank
mine
you.
Says.
If I saw someone's profile that said regular guy, I would be like, no.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm just a regular guy.
I'm out on the town looking for friends. I like books, travel, walking short distances, and sleep.
Walking short distances.
I guess those are regular things.
Those are all regular things, and those are all things that I like.
I can't believe you don't have fried chicken on your profile.
Maybe I'll change my name to Fried Chicken.
Do you love fried chicken?
That's my favorite food.
Have you ever been to...
I go to Gus's like twice a week, girl.
Fuck, what is the name of it? It's Howlin' Ray's?
Yeah, it's not as good as Gus's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I love Howlin' Ray's.
It's too hot. And once you get the too spicy...
I ate the like Inferno one, the hottest one.
Why? Because you wanted to punish your butthole?
I did, I guess. Well, what happened
Because you lost
was,
those anal beads. And
I lost those
like,
anal beads and I was
them.
Like, I need something. It's spicy in my butt. I need to feel out of my butt.
Oh my
But I ate it and truly was so sick for 2 days.
No!
Yeah.
So sick. Yeah, like spicy food will fucking kill you. And I was like blasting off my toilet. Mm-hmm. It hurts so much.
You almost took off,
like,
Mom.
It hurts so much.
Oh, and you just go like 4 or 5 times a day. Okay, let's
Yeah, it was tough.
No, more of that.
Yes. Sorry, sex. I do sex from my butt.
I haven't really looked at this in a very long time.
I'm so
excited. I was like surprised at what it said. I'm 5'9, 240 pounds, and covered in hair. I definitely weigh more than that, though.
That's it? That's all your size?
No.
Oh.
Like confident older men who know what they want. And then the gag, I write, I'm human.
So both of you are suspicious.
No, I'm a human.
I'm a regular man. I'm a human.
So I qualify it. I'm human. So that means complex and flawed from time to time.
Oh, my.
Delete
your
account.
It got like it got so deep.
It got so
Truly.
Deep.
Ideally aiming for happiness and fun. Followed by happy to be on my knees, tongue emoji.
Oh my God, I love you.
I want to hold
what
you for a second.
What a roller coaster you
that
take
really took
people
us up
on.
And down.
Truly.
Because I'm so judgmental of people's profiles when they like get real on them. I'm like,
well,
don't
you got
your shit so
real.
Real. Like the mood and
so
the room shifted.
So real. My God.
But are we not complex and flawed as
humans?
Yeah,
but don't put that on
your
fucking
profile. Yeah, but you don't have to say it. You're saying you're a human and you're
complex and flawed. I'm looking for happiness. Anyway, I'll get on my knees.
Maybe I'll do something like that. I don't know. I don't even know if people read profiles.
I don't think they do. I think it's mostly just a picture thing at this point.
I guess so, because I barely read a profile.
Has your dating life changed since this podcast?
It has slowed down.
What? People are probably afraid to be on here.
They don't want to be talked about.
Believe it. I don't know why, but also I was working pretty
regularly.
Continuously. Yeah. And I didn't really have any time. So like last time I was like hardcore dating was last summer, but it's summer again and I don't think I'm doing anything right now. So I'm going to try to like jump back into it.
Oh my gosh. It's so exhausting, isn't it?
It's like having a fucking full-time job. You have to get to know people. You have to, like, fucking act like they're interesting. And half the time they're not.
Are you in a position? I mean, like, I feel like if, like, you're very busy, you're working all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like there must be some part of you that's like, well, fuck it. Let me just work. And then if someone comes along, someone will come along. But you're just like, you need to actively be looking.
I feel like I need to actively be looking because I don't know when someone's just going to walk into my life. Because when you're on a set, all those boys are married. They're union boys who've been making money since they like got out of school. You scoop somebody up because you're financially stable and sound and you will always have a job. So that's out. And then co-stars are usually very beautiful people who snatch somebody up earlier in life. So they're usually unavailable. So it's like, I'm not going to meet anybody at work.
Right.
So where am I going to meet them? I got to be on these apps. Going to a bar in LA is hard because for straight people, I feel like people get clicky and they don't want to talk to nobody. Right. You know what I mean? And I don't know if there's like cruising bars in LA for straight people. And I've like read articles.
Yeah. Did straight people cruise in parks for sex?
That works for us.
Yeah.
Have you been to, what's that one?
Elysian Park?
Yeah, that's where the dicks go.
In Echo Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go up to the top there and just park.
By the trees?
The guys all want their dick sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not looking just to suck some anonymous.
I know. You like want to be in a thing.
Imagine I'm just opening my mouth, open window. I'm like, okay, goodbye. Next one. Well, I'm not. I gotta get my pussy licked.
That's called the glory hole.
Just suck a dick and be on my way.
Yeah, I guess that's my style.
That's all you.
Yeah.
I gotta get my baby diaper.
Okay.
It's
so funny.
We moved so far from
love
back.
A nice little callback to a poopy baby diaper. Okay, we've come to the time in the podcast where I ask, would either one of you date me?
Yes.
You would?
I would go on so many dates with you. I think we'd have so much fun.
Oh, I think so,
I want to take you to Disney World.
Oh, no.
I want do your makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just make you look like a big old like a fake lady. Take you out.
I love looking like a fake lady. Honestly, I started wearing these giant lashes just for fun because I was like, who cares anymore? I don't. I've lost my mind. I'm already wearing a wig. Who cares? I'm contoured. I'm slowly losing my mind. Okay.
I think for me, the answer is no for two reasons. Your age. You're
too young.
Too young.
Oh.
He likes them real old.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I am a huge narcissist, and I don't know that we could maintain.
Wow.
Like, I think we're both too focused on
on career stuff.
Or just on like being like I own up to being a narcissist, and I'm like, I need a person who is like pulled back.
Okay.
So that I can be
the star of the relationship.
Just the star of the relationship. I'm happy not being the star like in real life, but like I realize in conversation, like I always like I need to be
interesting.
And it took me a while. I used to be very ashamed of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, that's the real deal. Yeah.
Everyone should just own their shit.
Because I love that in someone else. Like I'm gagged when someone can just be like, why didn't you have to say the thought that came in your brain? And they're like, well, because it just, like, I had it, and then it fell out of my, and then
that
I moved
is
on.
Very
and I'm always
impressive.
Like, oh my God, like, how do you do that and not say every thought?
Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that.
I find that
you're
sexy,
right.
Too.
I think we would not work out. Wait, what does your hat say?
Fag.
What does your hat say?
Bodega.
And mine says feminist.
How accurate. What? Very on brand.
Yes.
That's very
we're
you.
We're all on brand.
Where are you going to meatball sub?
Bodega. What are you?
A faggot.
A problem.
Oh, no.
I wanted to talk to you about prostitutes.
Yes.
Oh, have you ever?
I have never.
I feel like that
I'm
would be a lovely
like
moment
a little
for
concerned
you.
About a straight male prostitute having like dirty fingernails.
Okay.
And not being up to snuff.
I think at
I just get
we gotta go
concerned.
Through an agency.
The right madam will have a good man in place
for you.
How much do you think a male prostitute is?
$400 or $500
yeah.
For like that
for
would be for
one.
All night. Like he would stay and you could fuck multiple times.
Yes, and then I could cuddle with him and be like,
yes.
Pretend
yes.
That you love
yeah.
Me.
No, because you pay for their time, and every decision made on top of that is between two consenting adults. That's what they say on the websites to make sure that they're not. you're not paying for sex.
Oh.
So, but you get to say explicitly you what you want.
You can make them come over and clean the tub. But you can make them change the light bulbs.
And you can also do that all ahead of time because you get their phone number and you'll talk to them and you can say, I want you clean. I want you manicured. I want you to come over. Okay. I want you to pretend like we're dating. Come over, ask me about my day. Like, we don't have to do small talk.
Okay.
And you're an improviser, so you could go along with that. I want you to bring me food over, blah, blah, blah. I'll reimburse you for everything. And then you put, like, the money in the other room.
Okay.
So you don't have to, like, watch him take your money or anything like that. And then he plays it out exactly as you want it. You say everything you want ahead of time.
Maybe I'll ask for that for my birthday.
Yes.
I'll ask my friends to get me a prostitute.
It's actually such an empowering, like, people are like, I don't want to pay for sex. It's a really empowering experience.
I don't care about the whole paying for sex thing.
No.
I just worried about, like, cleanliness.
And you get to choose.
Yeah, they got picks. You could, like, you can literally pick, like,
your scenario could be, honey, I had such a long day. I'm gonna go shower now. Inspect my nails when I'm done. Do you know what I mean? You can literally do whatever you want.
I mean, I literally paid for a guy to dress up like Superman and come fuck me.
Really?
Yeah, girl. I wanted it.
This...
It's the Superman on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you just ask him for special rates.
He was hotter than that guy. He was a young, like, very fit guy. And he was like, I have all these costumes. And I was like, cool. Do you have a Superman or, like, a Spider-Man? And he did. He came to my hotel. And then he pretended to fly through the window and land. So he
No. What?
Yeah. He pretended to fly through the window
my
and
jaw
land.
Is
and
dropped
I was
again.
Like, oh. And he was like... I just got away from the kryptonite. He did, like, this full
This
act,
isn't real.
And he... No, it's real. I have the fucking videos on my phone. And I will send you the videos. It's so good.
I'm
and he
gagged.
Was very attractive, and
did
I had
a great
time.
Did you say, call me Lois?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. None of that.
That
you
is
were
it
like,
was amazing.
I'm Lois's younger brother, and we don't have to tell anyone.
I'm Logan.
Ew.
Logan Lane.
So please this man me. In a Superman costume jumped up and down in front of a window, and it said he escaped the kryptonite.
He got away from Lex Luthor with the kryptonite. And
did he have a hole in his costume to fuck you, or he had to take a long time to slide out of it?
His was that the briefs came down, and it was like a chap situation with the blue.
Oh, my goodness.
So
what
he was
treat.
Just in the costume the whole time. But eventually I did make him, like, take it off because I wanted to touch his body.
Oh, my God.
So you could, like, live out any fantasy
Here's
you want.
Here's the thing about having a very, like, sexy prostitute who seems like he's living a good life. I feel like I'd be like, is this okay? Are you into me? Am I making you upset?
You can't think about that when
no,
you're doing
I know.
It. Otherwise, it, like, kills it for you.
But it's like... Being a prostitute, sometimes you have to fuck people that you are, like, not attracted to.
Yeah, but that's
yeah,
not
but
your
it's,
business.
It's
I know.
Their
job.
I know.
To never let you know that if that's the case.
And if they do, you could call the mad one and be like, look, he didn't do his job right.
Or you talk ahead of time. You send photos ahead of time and you say, like, I want you to be into this.
Ah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, either they will be honest and be like, I like I'm not into this
okay.
or they'll be like, oh, I'm totally into this, and they're gonna be really good at their job, and there's no way that you'll know that they're not.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get a prostitute.
You should.
I'm really excited about this.
And I gotta tell you, like, I have a couple friends who are sex workers, and I've talked to them about this, and I've always said, like, something personally that I really enjoy, and Meatball makes fun of me for it, because a lot of the guys that I date
date, yeah, right.
The version of dating is...
Your version of dating
are
is
you
like
dating? Yeah, exactly. A lot of the guys that I hook up with are older, you know, they don't look traditionally attractive. Mm-hmm. They're sort of, you know, boogers, as we would call them. But to me, something that is erotic is the idea of a person's sexuality.
Yes.
That, like, the dude who, like, you are waiting behind in line at Trader Joe's, like, has a great dick and, like, grunts a lot when he comes. Like, I'm into that idea. And so a lot of sex workers I know also are into that idea. Mm-hmm. So they definitely have, like, a type, but to them, just the idea
of sex
or engaging in someone's sexuality turns them off.
Hell, that must be so hard to be that horny all the time.
Right? I also
and imagine
a
if you're
fear.
Bi, too. On top of that.
I have a fear of getting a prostitute and then we don't even have sex and we just, like, talk about our own mortality and then, like, we get into a very deep conversation and then he's like, you know what? I leave the business. And it's like, but wait, you're not gonna fuck me. He's like, nope, you open my eyes. Goodbye.
It's like Pretty Woman, but you're just friends.
Yes.
Talk yeah. about a Hollywood pitch.
That's a great movie, girl.
I feel like that would be my luck. I have insane luck like that. You're like, you know what?
You just
You're
have
right.
to stick to the script. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're right.
It's like, honey, hop in the shower and pull that dick out
pull
for mama.
Pull that dick out for me. Ugh.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, let you us know guys. If this happens.
I will. My birthday's in August.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Maybe I'll set up a
summer fuck
a GoFundMe. Yes. You can donate some money to
also,
get me a prostitute.
Yes,
that would be hilarious.
Honestly,
if you don't, Nicole
I will. There's go nothing me. Funnier than crowdfunded prostitution. Yes.
Truly.
Oh, boy. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah.
We've
you.
Come to an end. Do you guys have anything you want to plug other than your fabulous podcast, Unbearable with Big Dipper and Meatball?
Yeah, our podcast is that. Bear is spelled like the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole is on our season 2 lineup, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And I'm on Instagram at Big Dipper Jelly. And my
Wait,
album...
is your full name Big Dipper Jelly? Have I been doing it wrong?
No. It's Big Dipper. And people used to introduce me as the Big Dipper because the constellation. But I would always respond, do you say the Lil Wayne? I was really feeling myself when I came up with that retort.
Mm-hmm.
No, but Big Dipper was taken, so it's Big Dipper Jelly.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the jelly. I'm explaining too much.
Yeah, my Instagram is at spiciest meatball. That's it.
Yeah, and...
Go watch my videos on Hornet, which is an app.
And Meatball
for gay people.
Made a smash hit song called I'm a Top.
Called I'm a Top, so go watch that video
and
too
it's
on my
great.
YouTube.
And it's produced by you, right?
Yeah,
I wrote it, scheduled it, got the guys there on time, made my assistant work for him. It was great.
I did it all. What are your real names?
Logan.
Dan.
Huh. How wild. I would never have thought
that you were
a Logan and Dan.
I told someone Logan's like full real name.
Uh-huh.
And
just
they were
Logan
like
Logan Tyler Jennings.
And they were like,
really? Yeah.
Does he have white parents?
Yes, I was just thinking that.
I do have white parents. I was adopted by white people.
There you go. They were like, he may be brown, but in his name he'll be white.
Logan Tyler
Which
Jenny.
Is honestly right. smart, because if you had a traditional route and you were interviewing for something, they wouldn't know you were brown until you rolled on in.
That's exactly right.
Parents are smart.
I do just want to set that conversation you had with Mono about your mother and like your names and the way like all of that was so fascinating.
Yeah,
really...
it's a lot of what Black people do. Is in response to how they've been treated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, like my mother was alive during segregation and shit, and like my aunts were, and like the stories they tell are insane. Like, I was reading this thing where this has nothing to do with dating or anything, but like to train people to like protest and march and stuff, they would blow smoke in each other's faces and like spit at them so that they wouldn't respond. Yeah, and pull each other's hair so they like wouldn't respond negatively. And I was like, what a wild thing to do while you're not getting fucked. I mean, come on.
The queen of circling back to the topic.
Back. Yeah. It got so serious.
It did. And you got to make it light. Okay, if you like my podcast, please leave a review, rate it, leave a review, and if you leave something nasty, I'll read it. This person, Gompy, on Monday said, I want you inside me. What is that? What are you
fucking playing?
The video
of Superman. I'm sorry.
Playing.
I was showing him the video of the Superman guy.
Why show me when you should be in the showing Nicole?
Yeah, show me. Good Lord.
Here you go. He's giving me a lot in this one. He's like in a full Superman costume. Did he take his dick out yet?
No. And I love. What did he say? Smell my what?
Oh, God. I don't know. But there's his dick. Oh, there it is. Popped it out.
Yes. Jerk it. He's very handsome.
I know, right?
That's I'm here for that.
$300 for him.
$300 doesn't seem like that much money.
No, it's not. Especially when it's like he's fully into it.
I love it. Oh, here's something that someone sent me in my DMs. I want to use your slit as an eraser to fix my math homework, and then I'll screw up my homework so much that your pussy is raw. And I'm pissed as hell. So I give up on my assignments and stress eat cupcakes that are frosted with your dripping wet pussy lips. And then they wrote, clit, not slit, so sorry.
I was just going to ask, is slit? Like, like dirty talk?
No, they meant clit, and that's not the pepper on Instagram. I think I said I would say their names.
That is,
And then another
person. But that's what you're looking
for.
You've been talking about creative.
I definitely love it. This is Joan Chilada. Hey, Nicole, great podcast. I'd wear your puss on my face like Bane's mask. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
I genuinely think it's so funny to be nasty. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.